Louisiana's Supreme Court came down on the side of the poor last week. Critics say the state has one of the worst indigent defense systems in the nation. Louisiana's highest court ruled that judges can't halt prosecution of those who cannot afford a lawyer until money is available to pay for their defense. Mark Ballard is a reporter who's covering the story for The Advocate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He joins us now from his office in the state capitol building. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Oh, nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the case that prompted this ruling.
Basically, there are two cases out of Lake Charles, which is in the southwest section of the state. We have Benjamin Tongass, who was accused of killing his 9-day-old son back in 2001. He allegedly put the child in a freezer, and he spent 2 years in jail without ever seeing a lawyer. And then there's the case of Adrian Citizen, who was a former football star in high school, and he was arrested in 2003 for a 9-year-old killing of a 1-year-old child, and he had been in parish prison for 2 years. You need to understand that Louisiana has a tradition of appointing its lawyers locally, and for those who appointing lawyers for those who can't afford them, and they have to be appointed from the local community, and they're paid from fees that the court assesses on infractions, like speeding tickets and that sort of thing.
So if they run out of money...
Well, that's what happened in this case. The public defender's office in Lake Charles basically had a negative balance of about $16,000 and six capital murder cases on its schedule to litigate, including the Citizen and Tongass cases. And the Judge Gray of Lake Charles in April of last year ordered that the Calcasieu Parish Police Jury pay up about $275,000 to pay the defense lawyers and hire experts and investigators and that sort of thing. And the police jurors, which are, well, they're like a city council in other parts of the state. They're the governing authority locally. They appealed Gray's ruling to the Louisiana Supreme Court.
And as I understand it, there was an element of, you know, asking the legislature to come up with the money for this, and the judge said he can't do that.
Well, exactly. The judge had no authority to ask the state to come up with the money. The legislature has been, on its own, has decided that they need to take a look at the structure and the way that their indigent defense system in the state is paid for.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, what's been happening with these defendants? Are they still in jail without seeing their lawyers?
Yes. And that's the way the system is going to be going. The opinion that was written by one of the most conservative justices on the bench is widely seen by lawyers and judges and prosecutors as a shot across the bow, telling the legislature to either fix this system or we're going to start letting these folks out of jail. So what it did basically was set up a mechanism that would allow the judge to order a halt to the criminal proceeding, and that would presumably lead to dismissal of the charges.
Because everybody eventually has a right to a speedy trial.
Exactly.
Is this moving ahead down to the legislature there in Baton Rouge?
Well, the legislature appointed a task force to look at the indigent defense system, and well, they've had their problems, but they've been soldiering on. They've only been able to meet about seven times. They've had trouble keeping a quorum, and just this morning they were considering bills to propose to the legislature. But even the task force admits that these initial bills are small first steps, and that it'll be several years before there'll be a uniform system funded from the state's general fund.
Mark Ballard, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Mark Ballard is a reporter for The Advocate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and he joined us from his office at the state capitol there. Well, the problem surrounding the public defender system is not limited to the state of Louisiana. Catherine Bean is with the National Legal Aid and Defender Association. She says indigent defense is in a crisis nationwide, and she joins us now from her office here in Washington, D.C. Nice of you to take time to speak with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to join you.
Now, the state of Massachusetts, for example, made a similar ruling to the one issued last week in Louisiana.
That's right. Last July, the Supreme Court in Massachusetts ordered that if attorneys were not appointed to represent people who were detained once they were charged, if they were not appointed within 7 days, that the defendants had to be let out of jail, and then if attorneys still weren't found to represent these defendants within 45 days, the charges would be dismissed.
And what happened?
Well, in that case, I do believe there were a couple of people who were let out of jail on that first time period, and then they were able to find attorneys to represent the defendants.
Now, there are a bunch of other states, Michigan, South Carolina, Mississippi, Texas, New Mexico, Montana, Idaho, Virginia, just to name a few. Are all of the sources of these problems the same?
They're not all the same, but they do fall into some pretty broad categories. The first of which Louisiana suffers, which is gross underfunding by the states. That means that public defenders and assigned counsel carry overwhelming caseloads, in some places as high as 500 to 700 open cases for one public defender on any given day, and leaving defense attorneys without the time, tools, and training to adequately defend their clients. Another problem that is common in a number of states is the lack of measurable and enforceable standards to regulate the quality of representation. And so in a place like Louisiana, where the state oversight board lacks any real enforcement power, there's no way to enforce performance standards. And so if a lawyer's doing a poor job in court or simply doesn't have the time to do the job right because of the situation the state's created, there aren't very many methods or mechanisms for fixing that problem.
And I look at some of these states that we're naming here, and Texas jumps out, and a lot of capital cases in Texas.
Correct. There are a lot of capital cases. And 2 years ago, there was a new piece of legislation passed, but even advocates on the ground will admit to you that the Fair Defense Act is not very well implemented yet, and it will take at least another 8 or so years before any real measurable progress is made in that state.
So eventually this is going to come to the state legislatures to resolve this, isn't it?
Correct. The way that the Louisiana Supreme Court has ruled is that the action needs to come. The ball is in the legislature's court. And if they don't put up the money and provide the proper structure and enforceable standards within Louisiana, then the court itself will be able to take whatever actions are within its purview to handle the situation.
And that's an open threat to start letting these people out.
I think that that's what the court is definitely communicating. And in fact, I think that as Mr. Ballard pointed out, this case is in a situation where it's been sent back to the Lake Charles court. The attorneys for Mr. Tongass and Mr. Citizen can now file motions to have the proceedings stayed, and then the next motion would likely be a motion for release. One of those defendants is actually currently on release, but the other's been incarcerated for several years.
Now, as we said, an awful lot of states have faced this situation. Have any come up with solutions?
There are a number who've dealt with this problem. I think that Georgia is probably the most recent example of a state that was sued repeatedly by the Southern Center for Human Rights, and successfully sued, I might add, and to such an extent that the legislature finally had to pay attention. And then 2 years ago, they passed a piece of reform legislation that set up a new structure in which there are now 49 new circuit defenders, and they're in the process of preparing and enforcing new enforcement standards that will ensure, hopefully, over time, better quality representation in defense cases.
There is, though, a fundamental problem in that a lot of state legislators don't have a lot of interest, given their budget problems, of voting more money to defend, people they see as criminals.
Unfortunately, I think that that is the case, that there are a number of legislatures who don't really understand the serious impact that failure to fund indigent defense has on community safety and the integrity of our criminal justice system. You know, the prosecution doesn't always get it right, and it's part of the public defender's role to carefully scrutinize the prosecution's evidence so that the truth comes out in a trial or other judicial proceeding. With so many cases and so little resources, public defenders cannot fulfill this crucial role. And for every person who mistakenly goes to jail, the actual perpetrator of crime stays out there on the streets. And in Louisiana, there was a recent exoneration of a young man named Ryan Matthews, who spent 8 years on death row for a crime he did not commit. And in fact, 6 months after he was arrested, the real perpetrator of the crime killed again. I think that that's a situation that we're going to see more and more with the number of exonerations across the country increasing, and legislators really should be focused on community safety and viewing this funding of incident defense as an important component of making sure that our communities are safe.
And the fact of the matter is a lot of these cases, in fact, the majority of these cases probably do not go to trial given their lack of resources. It would seem that most public defenders would have a high interest in negotiating a plea agreement rather than taking the case to trial.
Correct. I think that's exactly what happens. It's a plea mill is what's established. And in Lake Charles, which is the case where the city where the citizen case arises, there's actually a class action lawsuit that was filed in September by a class of pretrial detainees who are clients of a public defender office. They're suing the state because they haven't seen their lawyers in months and years. They're not having their cases investigated. They're just not being represented, and their civil rights and constitutional rights are being violated. In Louisiana, there are probably half a dozen other pieces of litigation that are winding their way up to the state Supreme Court that will give the court other opportunities to speak out on this important issue.
Catherine Bean, we appreciate it. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Catherine Bean is with the National Legal Aid and Defender Association, and she joined us from her office here in Washington, D.C.